They didn't tell you.
I think the country was better for it.
I know it is a lot better. Why, we just get orange and the apple and a little candy and just a few little toys and a firecracker and Roman candle. We'd had a big Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoyed it.
Bang and poosh.
Yeah. And now they have candy and apple and oranges every day.
Mm-hmm.
I got it just once or twice a year. Then all my daddy'd go to town, he'd buy some whole hound and lemon stick and stuff like that. That's all to
me. You don't see any hard hound anymore,
no.
Do you?
Mother, she'd make us some of this old pulling candy out of sugar.
Get you all,
and it's good.
Yeah, sure get tangled up in that. Yeah.
Used to, we'd go get these little soda pop, that little strawberry, and the other dog, you'd press that thing down, and of course you'd try to keep it from getting too wild, and you'd run out your nose.
Yeah. Oh, that's fun, the squirt.
You know these old stoppers that they had, you'd push down.
Yeah.
It didn't have no caps on them. It had a cap on the bottom. And that stuff would hit you in the...
Were these the ones you pushed down and then flipped a little metal thing on?
Yeah, you'd push them down that way and they'd stay in the bottle and then you could drink, you see.
Uh-huh.
That dang, that old strawberry lemon would hit you and it just wouldn't you knock your head off. Mm-hmm. Tears come in your eye.
I used to like cream soda.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the stuff.
Oh, that was a dish thing. Yeah, cream soda. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any special greeting that you used on New Year's morning?
I would always say, good morning on New Year's morning.
Uh-huh. Did you use this on any other days, good morning?
Yeah. Used to do that a lot, but people don't do that much no more.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Well, you see some of the older people as well. And used to, I didn't think old people wanted to be bothered with a kid, but see, I was wrong. They like for a kid to know the same when they get old.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right.
Yeah, you bet.
When you bought a pair of pants or something in the store in the early days, what did they do with it before you took it outside?
Well...
Just put it in a bag or a sack?
Oh, they'd wrap it up in paper.
Uh-huh.
In a bundle.
Uh-huh. And let's see, on the first of the month you say the bills are what?
Well, they're due.
And if you belong to a lodge, you have to pay your annual
due.
If you don't have the money, you can go to the bank and you can
get the money or give a check.
Uh-huh. If you get the money from the bank, what do you say you do?
Well, you'd have to put up some security of some kind.
And this isn't called stealing, this is
a loan.
Uh-huh. And the bank loans it to you and you do what? Would they loan it and you
pay it back?
Borrow it or?
Yeah, borrow. You'd have to pay interest on it.
Yeah, that hurts sometimes, doesn't it? In the 30s, money was...
What now?
What would you say about money in the 30s? Was it plentiful?
Well, I don't remember. I know it got down there once to where you couldn't get... I don't care how much money you had, you couldn't draw the $5 a day out of the bank.
Huh. Money was scarce?
Just wasn't hardly any money. They had a panic, I forget now. Was it Grover Cleveland or some president? And we've done business at Ryan, man. By golly, I don't care how much money you had, just $5 a day is all you could draw out.
Mm.